Well, well, well. Look who's back for more podcasting shenanigans.
We're back!
Can you believe it's season 3 already?
3 seasons in.
And we haven't got the boot yet.
Must be doing something right.
Or terribly wrong.
Take your pick.
So, what's on the menu for this season?
More adulting woes.
A lot of personal opinions.
And a ton of laughter.
We will see you on Tuesday.
Where we ask the question, have we talked about?
Hey, Krista.
Hey, Sarah. We're back with a special guest. Lucky us, we have in the virtual studio today, Mr. Rory Mitchell. Is that right? I actually don't know if that's your real last name.
it's kind of wild. It is my last name. How much? Okay. You already talked about tracking my IP address, so I don't know.
Okay, let's keep that offline, sir. Okay, so let's introduce Rory. Bigger than life personality, I'm sure, as you already kind of could tell. A podcaster for almost a decade now, been in the game, a life coach, a mentor, a digital strategist. So honored and so lucky for him to spend time with us today. Rory's been ready to go since we got on this live stream, so let's jump right in. Rory, okay. I want you to get serious for a second. I'm writing things down because I want to make sure I get all of your gems, right? Like all of your wisdom, your pearls of wisdom. So I want you to talk about yourself, but I want to get to the goods first, right? I'm selfish. So knowing what you know in your life, in your corporate life, in your non-corporate life, all the time that you spent online, how have you been able to maintain your identity as Rory, big personality Rory, right? In a way that you've been able to make genuine connections, again, in your personal life, in your corporate world, in a social media world, but also stay authentic, because there's always this level of sometimes a boundary that we set for ourselves and how much we include people in our social media life, or how much we want people to think our life is about based on what we present on social media. Does that make sense?
No, it's a great question. And it's a question that I think every individual that turns on Instagram or X or Facebook or whatever they're using, being mindful, right? But I think that the way that the pivot's happening, as much as I don't like to use that word pivot, but we use it in the corporate world, right?
Because you gotta be
mindful, right? Is that you have to now show more vulnerability and more authenticity. I feel like with myself, you know, we spoke before we hit the record button. You know, I do a lot of interviews, so nobody really gets to see the real side of me. But when you get the real side of me, this is it. This is what everybody wants. This is the main event. This is why we're here. You know what I mean? This is like the Super Bowl of podcasting, things like that, because I'll say a lot of things at a pace that you have to catch. But everything has value and has gems that's there. So for me, it's just about showing up and just knowing that you have to be relentless in this game. Keep your focus, keep your eyes on the prize, and never slow down for anything that's going on. Doesn't matter if it's your job, doesn't matter if it's your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever you're into, just keep showing up for yourself and build your community, right? If you're going to be a podcaster or a content creator, know why you're doing what you're doing. Just show up every single day, even if it's 1 hour. Don't miss that time, because when you miss that time, that's when you end up asking yourself a couple questions. Am I going to be the one who's in the last place starting out of the gate? You know what I mean? So for me, it's always about showing up every single week with the podcast. Every Wednesday, I show up. Sometimes I'll throw it a Monday episode. You know what I mean? Ooh. But you're getting me every Wednesday. You get what? 2 to 3 social media clips, maybe a picture here. And I just keep it wholesome. I keep it real. Keep it authentic.
Keep it wholesome. So did showing up mean the same thing as being present for you?
Isn't it not the same thing?
I'm asking, is it the same thing for you?
It takes me back to public school when they're doing attendance. They say, what, your name? Rory Mitchell. And what do you say? Oh, present, or I'm here. I'm over here. Even when you don't think I'm out online, I'm still around. I'm still orbiting. I'm still seeing everything that's coming on the desk every Monday to Friday. You know what I mean? Nothing passes me. You know, and I just like to champion people just to stay with what it is you want to do. Be who you say you're going to be and just don't quit. And too many times I see great men, great women quit. This is not even content creation. This is in life in general.
Speak more on that.
Okay, like what part you mean?
So I think you're touching on like eyes on the prize. What are you showing up for? What's your end goal? But like you touched on, people take L's, and in this kind of environment, there's no L's, right? We're all showing the highlight reel. But there's frustration and overwhelm in that. So how do people get past that moment where it's like, this is a really hard L. This is a championship game. I lost. How do I recover?
You remember the movie White Man Can't Jump?
Vaguely, yeah.
Remember what was her name? I can't remember what her name was.
Rosie Perez.
There you go, Rosie Perez. And when she looked at Woody Harrelson, and she says, sometimes when you win, you really, really lose. Sometimes when you lose, you really, really win. Sometimes when you tie, it's like the best of both worlds.
So remember how Woody Harrelson was confused? I'm confused with that one, too. So explain on that. Expound on that.
She came with the spice. I see you, right? It's like this, right? If you're going to school, you maybe fail that test. Does that mean you fail your whole semester? Does it mean that you fail your grade or you fail that first year, second year that you're going into? You take that L, you bounce back. Look at all the greats, right? Let me ask you guys this question before I cook on this topic a little bit more. Who's somebody that you look up to?
My parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me too.
For you. Your parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question. When you guys were growing up, because we're all around the same age, there's probably one significant L they've taken, correct?
I'm sure.
Yeah, but they did it so gracefully, you didn't know.
Exactly. So what came up for you when that happened? When you saw that as
I don't
a young
know. Child? I didn't see it as a young. I think Sarah and I have these offline conversations all the time where it's like they made adulting look easy. And it wasn't easy. It was not easier, but they never showed that they were failing or struggling. Okay, maybe it's a little bit of argument here and there, but nothing seemed insurmountable or, you know, everything was figure outable.
Yeah.
Reason why I say that, it goes with emotion, right? Emotion, we all have it. But some of the emotion you have to, like, honestly, as clickbait this may sound, you got to shut off some of that emotion, right? I've taken L's where you go to work, you have a hard time, but I don't let that bleed through the rest of my day. You get what I mean? So you have to know when to shut that wall off, right? Maybe that's that outlet, could be that friend, could be that family member. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all need to champion those accountability partners that are around us, but too many times we're too fearful because of what people are going to think. Are we going to be the next trending topic in our social group? Because you know, oh, well, I lost my job. Now I'm sitting and I'm collecting EI for the next however many months. No, you got to really ask yourself is, okay, if I'm collecting EI, does that mean I go into another job or maybe I find my passion purpose?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And too many times we don't find our passion purpose because we are controlled by the environment.
So can I ask a personal question? If you take it back, let's go on the time machine, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox. We're going back to 8 years when you started the podcast. Is that something that you shared with your social group? And that's the first part of the question. The second part is, how do you feel about people sharing their goals with a bigger group from an accountability perspective? Because sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's bad because the people that you're surrounding yourself with may not be the actual people that are supposed to be the champions for you, right? Like they're not supposed to be the support system. And sometimes we learn that the hard way. So going back to the first question, though, I didn't want to take it there, but you took it there. So I'm getting on the train with you. We're taking this ride. How did you go about starting the podcast and who did you share that with?
So it was in the backyard. It was a Sunday evening, daylight savings time. I just opened up my MacBook Air and I said, hey, listen, something's coming. It's a podcast. I didn't have no rhyme or reason. I didn't have no plan. I was in the health and fitness department doing this. You know what I mean? I said, it is that next level I have to add on to, because a lot of people don't know this. I used to do blogging and then I stopped, you know, 2010, 2011, music blog, things like that. So I always had all the up-to-date music, right? You know, back in the days of like LimeWire and downloading and stuff. And I said, you know what? I need to make something be more memorable to people. And I said podcasting before everybody came into this podcasting space.
Mm-hmm.
You speak about sharing goals. You can't tell everybody your vision. Because if you tell everybody your vision, you're going to get the naysayers. You're going to have doubters. You're going to have clout chasers. And you're going to have people that are just going to watch you. Trust me, I have a lot of people that orbit around and they just watch.
Right.
They don't throw a like on social media. That's fine. But they're the same ones when they see you out. Oh, yo, the podcast is growing. I see the podcast. And I know they're not, they haven't seen the podcast because they're not watching the long form content. They're seeing what I post on Instagram. They're seeing what you post on TikTok. They're seeing what you post on YouTube Shorts. Have you actually watched the episode?
Mm-hmm. No.
And now I changed my speech. Like, we're 2024. And people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I watched the show. So what was the episode? What did it make you feel like? And they look at you like, you said something wrong, like you just kidnapped their dog.
Yeah.
And they want it back for the ransom money. And I don't care now. Like, and when I say I don't care, it's because I care, but I don't care at the same time, because you're not going to look at me and make these claims of, oh, you listen to the show, or you're a longtime supporter. I know you're starting to watch what's happening because you see where I'm going.
Yeah.
I said this was going to happen from day one. I said that I was going to come into this game and I wanted to do whatever it is I want to do. And a lot of people listen to this and they're like, oh, he's cocky. Oh, he's got an ego. No, I'm confident where I'm wanting to go. I have a whole community of men and women that champion the whole entire message. And they want to see this is what they love. People love this because it's like, oh yeah, he's ready. Who's he subliminally dissing? And I'm not really subliminally dissing anybody. I just speak from the heart, you know?
Absolutely. So I think what I'm taking from this personally is that, like, obviously you can't share your vision with everybody, but you have to believe it outside of everybody else. You're not looking for outside validation. If you really want to align with your purpose, you have to basically go forward in your purpose, knowing that not everybody or nobody is actually going to be supporting you while you kind of figure things out.
Absolutely.
Since you've been doing this, obviously, for 8 years, I feel like you've been doing this even before it became a thing, podcasting. How do you continue to stay motivated and continue doing what you're doing and pushing out the content and pushing out the episodes? How do you stay on track?
Knowing your why. Knowing your why. Mm-hmm. And knowing that every man and every woman may not have that person to look up to or be mentored by or be inspired by, right? So it's amazing when you can go out there and you see the real ones can say, hey, listen, I watched this episode. Let's go right back to what I was saying before. I've watched this episode. I've interacted with this guest, or I've reached out to this guest, or I've bought this guest's book, or I've started to listen to their show. A lot of people look at that and they think it's competition. It's not. There's a piece of the pie for everyone, right? If we get into math class, math wasn't my strong point growing up, right? But if you look at the pie and you cut the pie, you can cut the pie in 8 different places. There's 3 people here, right? Mm-hmm. So technically we can have 2 slices each. So where do the other 2 slices go?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to sit on that one. Maybe it's the rum and the lemonade kind of setting in, but that's a gem that I have to write down. Yeah.
Parables. I give it to you, dress it up, but I want people to really think, okay, where will the other 2 go?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a piece?
Where
I can
do
have
they
a piece,
go?
Right? You can still share it. There's 3 people here. You can still share it.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut that next piece of the pie, even though you got 2, you still got like, you got 4.
Mm-hmm. And when you are mentoring and coaching other people, is that what you tell people too? If they're, you know, having challenges staying on track and staying motivated, is that what you tell them as well?
What I tell them is I come straight and I come direct, right? I will throw the book at you because I know that backtracking, when I had to go through my development, that was when I was working at Apple. And there would be nights where I'd work from, it'd be nights where like you work 2 to 10. So you close, right? Technically close at 9 o'clock, but you have to clean down the store, you know, tie up the devices and stuff. The gym was right across the street. So I ripped all of the videos from Eric Thomas, Dr. Eric Thomas. Surprisingly, that's where I got the life coaching certification from, through Dr. Eric Thomas, ET the Hip Hop Preacher. And I locked in. So when he was speaking in my ears as I'm pumping weights, I'm finding ways to add layers to myself. A lot of, how do I say this? A lot of people that are in this coaching realm regurgitate other talking points from other influencers. I see that a lot. They don't have their own unique style. You need to have your own unique style. You can't be a copy of the next person. You see what I'm saying? So for me, when I go and I do my assessments, I will throw the book at you, right? When I hear these little things of, oh, I'm too busy. Busy means you don't have your priorities set up. Right. Oh, I've got this going on. Do you really got this going on? You haven't structured out your day. I'll give you an example. So I get up this morning, I do some editing, I then go to the gym. I have an episode that comes out. I know that 7:30 I have to be here to do this podcast. My slate is completely clean from when I came back home at about 5:36, shower, rest, eat food, and now I'm here. After I shut this whole thing down, it's my time. That gives me the ability to, you know, if somebody needs to give me a call, you know, if you're dating, doing whatever, you can make those other connections. You reinforce those people that are championing you to get to that next level. But too many times we don't want to do that. We work our job, we come home, we flip on Netflix, and then we call it another day. That's what we do. We can't, you, if you want to grow, you can't do that. You got to cut certain things out. I don't really watch a lot of TV. So a lot of my time is spent on what? Learning information. So that could be through social audio, listening to other podcasts, watching YouTube, things like that, you know?
So, okay, I'm glad that you touched on that because I wanted to dig into that a little bit of you not necessarily subscribing to like vegging out in front of the TV and consuming a lot of that kind of fluff media. But we still live in a media-driven world, right? Like it's how people are monetized. It's how people grow a community. It allows in a lot of ways for you to connect globally, right? It's not all negative. So how does one still maintain their self of self, discover, and kind of align with their purpose, but still stay present in the social media world? Because we can't get away from it. Like how are they, how does one balance the two in your opinion or based on your experience?
You gotta, so I'll give you some gems here. When it comes to Instagram, follow the accounts that you know that are going to inspire you, right? Follow the accounts that are going to inspire you. When I open up my feed, it's podcast related stuff. It's just a little bit of sports.
Is our podcast on there, Rory?
You guys don't post all the time, but we're going to get into all of that, of the reason why you guys don't do that. And I'm championing you guys to start doing that and start putting the long tail content out there also too. Boop, 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 boop. I could hit the soundboard if I really wanted to, but I don't want to take away from the show.
It's about you. You can add whatever spice and flavor that you
want.
No,
we ain't going to do that.
Exactly.
We ain't going to do that. Because I believe in you guys. I know you guys have something here, right? And
appreciate
the DMs are open at any given time. I want to see you guys literally cornerstone the market. It's two women. Two women that have a story, two women that have a platform to step up and rise above the occasion. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let corporate stop you.
Sure.
Right? Because this can be your guys' bread and butter, honestly. Think about that.
Can I kind of dig into that a little bit? Like, did you have moments in your journey where you had like, we've talked with other podcasters of like your level up moment, and you continue to get those moments in your career and your journey, right? But like, who was somebody that you didn't think that you could get, or, you know, be in the same room with, have a conversation with early in your career or recently in your career that kind of helped validate what you already thought about yourself? Like, there's always these moments and imposter syndrome, and, you know, you don't feel like you have a seat at the table yet until you sit at the table. Can you talk through like some of those moments that you've had?
Two people. One is David Meltzer, is one. CEO, he does a lot of stuff with like business and money and sports and stuff like that. 2021, I looked at this was, we were still in pandemic. I was in store for my job. We don't really say the name because they don't want to cut me that check yet. I want that check because that check costs more. That check costs more, right? Not the what you make biweekly. But I looked at him. I said, "I'm having David Meltzer on." He looked at me. He goes, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'm having David Meltzer on." Their team reached out to me. They said, "Hey, listen, we can only do 20 minutes." I cut it down to 13. When I did that episode and that man showed up, I said, "Okay, so I've arrived." The other one was actually a longtime streamer in the video game community by the name of iPod King Carter. I didn't think he was going to reach back out to me. I sent the pitch. The man hit me back. Took about a month to set up because he's busy with a whole bunch of stuff. And to be honest with you guys, the man showed up and the man gave me one decent conversation. Humble as hell. I mean, when you see how humble this man is and you see all the subs and this and that and all that, humble. "Hey, man, what's going on?" He's like, "Hold on one sec." He goes, "I got to get this behind me all situated." Right? And this is a guy that's married, two kids, this. So he hung whatever he needed hung. Hung up on the behind them, and he sat down and gave me, 45 minutes of his time? We just chopped it up. Great conversation.
That's awesome.
How you do these things is by believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you have to just, you know, you got to, what do they say? You got to crawl before you can walk, walk before you can run, run before you can sprint. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts from. So don't ever give up on yourself. I see too many people, especially in content creation, think because I got to post every day, I got to create all these videos, I got to edit all these things, and then they stop doing it. And I'm like, why? Why? Well, you know, I got to work, or I got a girlfriend, or I got a boyfriend, and I got this going on. I'm like, yo, deal with people that are going to champion you. Because you know what? If you shoot that video and she's got that job, or she's got that, or he's got that job, that's your time to edit. Edit on your commutes, edit in the lunchroom. I'm lucky now I work from home. I got to be careful what I say there, but my editing is done. Yeah. My editing is done in the confines because I don't have to travel. So I get everything done very, very quick.
Right.
I know people at work probably think, "Oh yeah, he's editing podcasts when he's on his time." No, I'm not. Trust me. Don't do that.
So have you ever had a moment in your 8-year long podcasting career and everything else that you did experience some burnout?
That is one legendary question. Here's the thing. Burnout only happens when you're overworking yourself and you don't take those times to break.
Mm-hmm.
Burnout for me has never happened, but I know that there's people close around me right now that are getting burnt out. And I'm telling them, you have to slow that down. It's because they work all the way down to the nub every single day. They're hamster wheeling. They're spiraling out of control. And they're like, "Yo, I'm burning out. I'm this and that." And I'm like, "Listen, I don't feel like those guys," and I'll say this, a collection of great men, they don't want to listen to, I always say, like Don Corleone. I call him, that's why I just have out of jokes, right? The Godfather, like, you know, that's how it is. But I say to them, I'm like, "Y'all don't listen to me. Why?" And they're like, "Man, because we're just, you know, I don't know." And I'm like, "Listen, you got to start listening to me because I don't experience what you guys experience. The reason why is because I go to the gym, I get the proper rest, I get the proper food in my system, and I know when to shut it off. If you work 9 to 5, that doesn't mean work 9 to 7, 9 to 10, you know, work 24 hours and only leave yourself no time to sleep. You got to maximize all your efforts. But too many times we want to burn the candle at both ends, and you can't do that. Because you run yourself ragged and you're like, what do I do? And that's where you have to have systems set in place. System number one, identifying your schedule, right? You have your phone. Your phone has a calendar. That calendar is connected to your email. You can get push notification emails sent to you, right? That's how we connected to this. Google Calendar. These are free apps on our cell phone bills that we pay an astronomical price for. But that's a whole other topic for another day. We won't get into that. You know what I mean? That's the first step. Understanding and identifying what your schedule is. So you got to do it. Your schedule, your calendar is connected to your email. But we don't optimize our calendars.
So what do you mean when you say optimize calendars?
What do I mean when I say optimized calendar? Using it to its full capabilities. Looking at your work week. So say, for instance, some people work, what, Monday to Friday? Me, I do Tuesday to Saturday. So I have everything set up between Tuesday and Saturday. I know when I start. I know when I end. Everything else at the end is whatever I need to do. So I'll give you an example. I batch record a lot of my episodes. Podcasting 101, batch record your episodes. So I know where my scheduled releases are. Believe it or not, I've already mixed and mastered all my episodes already. So I have a lot of free time in the next week and a half to do whatever it is I want to do. Why? Because I said, I'm going to batch record. I take this time to edit. Everything is just going to be a click of the button. I could go for a walk. I could be in the gym. I could be on the treadmill. I can be on the elliptical machine. And I press post. One magic button and everything is uploaded to all my accounts. And people are like, really? Yeah, because I have systems set up in place. Mm-hmm. So that's how you optimize. How you optimize your calendar? If you work, say, for instance, I'll give you an example. So tomorrow I work what? 1 to 9, right? I'm getting vulnerable here, right? This is, you know,
are you?
Okay. I work 1 to 9. So what does that mean? I wake up at about, say, 7:30, 8 o'clock maybe, sleeping just a teeny tiny bit.
Oh, wow.
You morning wake coffee. Up late. I go to bed late. I go to bed late, right? So morning coffee, then I'll go to the gym. Then I have my food. Then I sit in front of my desk, and I start work from 1 to 9. What do I do after? Plan. Nothing. That's rest and relaxation time. You know what I mean? That's a system set up for that day. So listeners, audience, you're listening to this, watching it, whatever, set up systems. Don't make excuses. Make these adjustments.
Right.
Heck, you want an accountability partner? Here's the diamond in the rough gem I'm going to give people. An ex gave this to me. Synchronize your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. Do that with your friends. What's up? You're about to say something?
Yeah, why would we synchronize our calendars and with who?
That's how you can, because that's how you can basically have an accountability partner there for you. So say for instance, you're in a relationship, me and you synchronize our calendars, we can see everything that's going on for the whole entire week. Hey, you have some free time here, I got some free time here. Why are we not connecting? Why are we not going on a date? Why are we not going out for dinner? Why are we not doing this? Right? That's the same thing that can happen to your friends. She gave that breakdown to me, and I never thought about this. That was back in 2019, because she had a lot going on. She was in the gym setting. I was in the gym set. Well, just exiting out of the gym setting. So everything was synchronized. Was she a Capricorn? No, she was
a Virgo.
No, she was a Satan spawn. But anyways, we're not going to get into that today.
Well, she gave you a gem, so right? We're appreciative.
You know what I mean? But you have to have these things. So think about this, ladies, both of you guys. You both have a podcast. There's times that you guys have to reconnect, right? Say, brief each other. Okay, what are we doing for the next guest? What's the next episode topic?
Absolutely.
Synchronize your calendars. Watch what happens. You'll see how to be able to measure your time. These are these little things that if you do it in your, even in your friend groups, your best friend, you guys will be able to maximize the time of when you guys can communicate with each other, get on FaceTime, get on Zoom, get on Google Hangouts, I don't know, and figure it out. But no, we want to make excuses.
So it sounds like you're really good at accounting for your time and creating like blocks of time for associated tasks.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
Absolutely.
This whole life.
If you're not doing that in 2024, I don't know how people are managing. I'll tell you this right now, and it's not to be a know-it-all, but I can always, when I get into conversations with certain people in DMs, I can basically pinpoint to know how their business is running just by the certain questions I ask them and the timely responses that I get. And
assess us.
How was that?
Assess us.
You have that money?
Oh, you don't get a freebie?
No, we don't do freebies out here. My time is valuable. Okay. My time is valuable. Unless you want to put this behind a paywall.
We appreciate you taking the time then.
No, I'm going to be here because I want to champion you guys to do what you need to do. But no, like,
yeah,
a lot of people don't realize you can find certain elements in people just by how their communication patterns are. And I always tell this to one of my friends out west. I said, I'll tell you this. He's getting into photography and he won't mind me saying this. I told him, put systems set up in place. It eliminates the friction between you and the back and forth with people. Right? You can have something already as an automated scheduler. And if you need to do direct deposit payments, 70% upfront. They can do all of that right ahead of time. And all they have to do is say, this is the time. This is the place. Boom, I'm there. Send your 70%. Then you pay me after the shoot, and I want the rest of the money. Voila.
Right? Can I go
back? Gears
are
steering. I know the gears are turning over there.
Yeah, because I think for someone to really be present or showing up in a conversation, it's more listening than talking, right? And a lot of this needs to be absorbed and assimilated. But I want to go back to when I asked the question about like who was the person or who are the two people that you felt like these were moments of leveling up, because I want to talk a little bit about like negative self-talk, because we can talk ourselves out of it. It doesn't even have to do with everybody else around us. It doesn't even have to do with all the stuff we're seeing on social media. It has to do with what we're telling ourselves. We're like, I'm nobody, who cares, right? Like, how do you, so it's a two-parter because I like to maximize my time. How do you get past the self-talk, or how do you like disassociate? You said that you separate yourself from the emotions, but also going now back to what you're saying, where you're blocking out your time to stay organized, to build systems, to, you know, schedule things where it makes sense. Sometimes you hit a creative block. So it has nothing to do with being organized with your time. It's just like the well of ideas is dry. So how do you allow for that space to be creative where you have to take a step back because you're burnt out, because you need to take a step back just so you can get creative? So those were two unrelated questions, but I like to kind of, you know, I like to
manipulate the situation to my advantage. So how do you, saying, how do, so what I gathered there, you said something about the creative block, how to eliminate the creative block?
Or how do you account for a creative block? Because you said like your schedule is optimized. How are you optimizing to always know who's the next interview? What's your next social media post going to be? Because these are ideas, right? Like you can get inspired from other people, but like the amount of thoughts, we have like 30,000 thoughts in a day or something is like a stat that Sarah and I pulled, right? Like how do you, like just because you scheduled this is my thinking time doesn't mean that there's thoughts there. Like sometimes there's just air between my ears. Like how do you get past those moments where you've scheduled a creative block and you're like, Rory's got nothing?
I can't reach it right now because it's not in front of me. My phone, I'd be able to show you this real time. There's in the iPhone, because I'm team iPhone. I don't know about you Android users.
Yeah, never.
Right?
Never. No.
But what never. I would say to you, what I would first. Say to you, well, okay, well, here's what I'd say to you. There's a thing called your notes app. You can section everything out that it is you need. Every creative thought, every person that you may be watching, every, just even a jot, a note. I use my notes. My notes is like my next brain, right? That's how I eliminate that creative block. I don't really get creative blocks. If I was doing more solo episodes, that's where, oh boy, yeah, we'd be deep diving. But I'm sitting on a couple solo episodes because it's now finding the time to do these solo episodes. Sure. I don't have the time to do these solo episodes because it's a lot more interviews that are coming. But I know that the solo episodes are hitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what about the negative self-talk part?
We don't do that over here.
You don't? Okay.
We don't do that over here. And I'll say that straight up. We do not do the negative self-talk. When I get into conversations with my inner circle, the only, I can't even call it negative, but it's the things that people are doing in business and communication that are making them fail. Because communication is 101. Could you imagine if we were typing out this whole entire conversation in a podcast, what it would look like?
You mean like transcribing it?
We just kept typing. We just kept typing, 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 typing. Think about that. We're just typing back and forth. This is a whole conversation we're doing. This podcast is now going to be like text message, or we're in the DM or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Could you imagine how misaligned it's going to be? So what is stopping us from wanting to communicate about business with our family, with our friends, or in our relationships. Because we use these ideas of that we're too busy or it's not of a priority for us. Because we rather have other things that we want to do, right? We want to watch that, crush those episodes on Netflix, or you maybe want to go watch that sporting game, or we want to, what does it say? What's the new thing that people are saying now? Oh, my social battery is drained. I don't want to curse on this show. What does that even mean? That tells me when you say these things, it speaks that you don't know how to communicate your feelings. And that's something that you need to work on. Because guess what? If I don't want to talk to somebody, hey, it's not the right time to communicate. I'll reach back out to you in a couple days, or maybe it could be a couple days, maybe it's a couple hours. But we don't want to be inner reflecting of ourselves. We want to use these things of, oh, my social battery is drained. I hear guys and girls saying this. I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Your social battery is drained. My iPhone battery is always on 90%. My battery doesn't drain. When I drain is like probably 11 o'clock when I don't really want to do a podcast. Right now it's 8:18.
So we're good for a while. For people, social battery, well, I think what you're getting at, and let me know if I'm picking up what you're putting down here, but it's more about setting your boundaries and enforcing them. So it shouldn't be to the point that somebody is having a social battery being drained. You should be able to set boundaries and be okay that people respect them and not feel a way about it, because you're like, you shouldn't get to that point. You should be able to be like, you know what? I would love to be there. I need to like come back to you in a few days, or, you know, let's bring this up again next week. I think that's what you're saying. But I also don't want to put words in your mouth.
You're kind of going there. Cause I was about to take over the show. I was going to say, I'm going to hijack the show now. That's one of the things that people don't do. They don't put their boundaries. They don't put their boundaries in place. I don't know if that's because they don't know how or where to start.
Yeah, I think that's
boundaries, and you need non-negotiables. You need to know the element, the art of saying no. No. You have to say no. If the girls are calling you out to go for wine night, a charcuterie board night or whatever, no.
Right.
You know, guys reach out to me, yo, you want to go out this weekend? No. Why not? Because I have work to do. They understand. You got to start getting to say no, but we don't want to say no. We want to say yes.
And why do you think people don't want to say no?
Because they have a bunch of yes men and yes women around them. That's as much as I'm going to say it as. Because if I have people that are holding me accountable, and maybe I reach out to them and say, hey, like, listen, let's have a call. And they say, oh, not tonight. I'm not going to simply sit here and keep egging it on. You know what I mean? You have to make time for yourself. Practice that self-care also, too. Knowing when you need to do things by yourself. But, you know, we just want to say yes to every single thing. If your boss looked at you and your boss said, type up a, you know, 5,000-page letter and send it out to everybody in the whole entire organization, are you going to say yes or no?
I'm going to try and negotiate the deadline.
Yeah, I would ask questions.
Well, here's the thing is you can say yes because there's an email thread that you can just basically tag all the names to it and then click and point and you're good to go. But imagine you have to do that individually to every single person.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But you're saying something that's like a 5,000-word thing. That's more than just grouping a bunch of emails. It's the creative juices to create the content that then goes out to the bigger group. But yeah, that's a negotiation.
Do? What would the kids do? They use ChatGPT to do the whole thing, right?
I use the ChatGPT, but, you know, there's firewalls, so we got to be careful there in a work environment. Are you saying you're breaking firewall rules, Rory?
I didn't say that. You're the one who has my IP address, though, so I need to be worried right now. Don't worry. I already hit the panic button switch and be like, yo, surveillance.
I was kidding. I have no idea where you are.
Yeah, right. Just geographically pinpointed a city right away.
Oh, like that's not hard. Let's
creep Instagram.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, you're a guest on the show. We both were very aware that you're based in the London area. I don't think that was a secret. And I think
I'm just trolling you. We're trying to turn this into a debate desk now, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, because people are going to have this perception. It's like, oh, that Krista's a stalker.
No, Krista's not a stalker. She just said one of my favorite podcasters of, you know, that I listen to frequently.
Yeah. New Joe Budden. Yeah. For sure. I'm a fan. Joe Budden.
You gotta reach out to the team and see if you can get that drop there.
New Joe Budden?
Yeah.
Get on this show?
Why not?
That'd be amazing. As a limit. I mean, as a limit. They already have a Canadian representing. Melissa's already there representing for Canada. So do you always wear the hat in your interviews? Is that like a trademark?
Always. It's trademark. Come on. Doesn't Joe Budden not do it?
No, he doesn't wear the hat anymore.
Joe Budden wears a hat all the time.
No.
Joe Budden wears a hat all the time.
No.
Yikes. I think someone has to look into this right now.
Joe Budden always wears hats. Come on now.
Hats
is a tag thing. Him. It's like how you guys wear makeup, right?
We're going to cut this clip and we're going to tag him in it. It's like, and then ask him, Joe, do you always wear a hat in every podcast?
He does.
Who is right? I wonder.
Krista is right.
Joe Budden wears a hat all the time.
No, not in every podcast. He does not.
Whatever. It's called trademark. It's
like whatever. Yeah, it's like you're that's your back battle. Yeah.
Stop trying to like analyze me. Don't do that.
Okay, I apologize.
No, but here's the thing is, I think guys wear hats because it's like a trademark thing. It's like how you guys wear makeup, right?
Yeah. It's part of like it's part of the fit, it's part of the
stick.
The avatar.
The avatar.
Yeah.
What do you think of the phrase digital avatar? What does that mean to you, digital avatar? Do you give it any credence?
No. Because Avatar is one of the worst movies I've ever ever laid my eyes on, to be honest.
Mm. That's
funny. So in your journey into adulthood, right? What are some things that what's some like bad advice that you've gotten along the way? I think that's interesting question. Yeah, like misdirection and just being misguided. I mean, not saying that person is intentionally trying to like put you in the wrong direction, but we always say, what's the good advice? What's the person that leveled up? But what's the, like bad advice where you're like, wow, I took an L from following that, or, you know, after some contemplative thought, I realized like that was not good advice.
It's on a recent episode that it's actually out right now that I did, right? And there's a part where I said is when you have a friend and I came into podcasting talking about social injustice issues. Mm-hmm. He says you can't be a black man out of Canada talking about social injustice issues because it's going to be looked down upon. And I nodded my head. And that was in 2016. Now I rewind and I'm like, we're in 2024. I'm sitting here and I'm like, but I'm still going. I'm still standing. Yeah. Elton John voice. What's up?
Sure. Yeah. Right? Still up? Standing after all this time.
Of course.
So that's how do you still
the one big piece?
How do you stay standing? Like, how do you stay resilient? Like, how do you keep strong in your voice? Like, we have a whole range of demographic that listens to the podcast. And some people are just adulting, right? They're just starting to adult. And again, setting boundaries, being mindful, champion accountability. These are all things that people need to take away as they go, as they take the next step, as they wake up every day and kind of like get more comfortable with who they are. So how, I lost my train of thought. What did I just say?
You can reread the question again. Reread the question again if I were you.
It's not a question that's written down. It was a question that I freestyled.
So you're freestyling, well, really so you good. Have no bars. So your bars are kind of low tier.
Was it? It sounded like it was going to be a good question. I felt
you're pretty confident. Really?
Yeah. So how do you stay strong in your voice? How do you maintain a strong voice as you're leveling up? like, okay, no negative self-talk, but you're kind of still finding yourself and you're going through the discovery. Read. How do you stay resilient? Read?
Reading books. Mm. Always sharpening the brain. Always got to sharpen that, right? Because
you have a favorite?
I'm going to get into it. Okay. When you put the right, when you put the right information here, it's how it's going to make you stay sharp, right? So it's like they say is all the food that you put in your body is going to transpire how you're going to feel, right? Mm-hmm. For me right now, one of the books I've, greatest books I've read this year, I should say more audiobook, it's Choose Your Enemies Wisely by Patrick Bet-David. I don't know if you're familiar with who that is.
Yeah, he has a podcast.
Yeah.
PBD,
right? Choose Your Enemies Wisely is probably one of the books that any creator in their space needs to read, and you need to understand. I'm not gonna say everything word for word, but using parts of the people that you've encountered and use those people as fuel, right? Using those people as fuel. I'll give you an example. One, this would have been 26. Girl said to me, "Oh, all you're gonna do is can kick all your life."
Ooh, wow!
Oh my God! You know what's so crazy is that this is the same person. This is the same person that had to come into my employment, look me dead in my face, and had to look me in my eyes and say, "I apologize for everything I've ever said to you."
Oh,
see what it is you're doing. Humbled.
That's a good moment, though.
Good moment for her. Because she needs the reassurance. She needs the acceptance. But for me, it just told me that I'm him.
Mm-hmm.
You 100%. Think about it like this. I want your audience to really grasp this. Anybody that you may have dated, or could be a family member or a friend, ever was to look at you and say, "Oh, all you're going to do is can kick. Or you're never going to immune to turn out to be whatever it is you're going to be." And that person has to come back around. They have to look at you and apologize. Just remember, you're winning in life. And they're the ones who are miserable. They're the ones that have to go to bed in turmoil.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But I just take that and I say, okay, cool. Be well. You'll be all right. Love and peace. What I tell everybody, I'm like, love and peace. You know, I listened to the show. Thanks. But you weren't here when you were shooting me with me in the gym. Who said that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Canada's own? Wasn't that Drake? All right.
Would you ever interview Drake?
Absolutely. Sorry. Well, absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Because I'd ask him the questions that I don't think a lot of people are ready to ask him. And it wouldn't be anything controversial. It'd be the questions that I think his core fans, like his hardcore fans, would want to know. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
No problem. Would you give similar advice to people that you're like coaching and mentoring if they're struggling to find their voice or their direction in the world kind of thing?
Absolutely. And I think you're not for everyone. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people are going to be able to really take what it is I'm saying because he's too direct.
Right.
What I've learned in this world, the more direct you are, the more solid you are in your foundation. And it doesn't matter if people don't like it. The right people will find you, right? And I think that's the reason why you see is when you grow and you get to the certain levels, there's certain people that are going to start slowly coming away.
Right.
And then the right people find you. Why is that happening? Is because you're finding yourself. You're finding your mojo. You're finding the things it is you want to do, right? You're getting to the spot. You're championing your own evolution. You know what I mean? The right people find you, and this is how life is always going to be.
Interesting.
Do you want to talk about any upcoming projects that you're really excited about, or you want to keep that under wraps?
I got to keep that one card. I got to keep that one card underneath my to my chest. But there's something coming. I'll say it like this: it's based off of communication, and I'm about to shake the ground here a little bit, right? So it's something that's gonna improve everybody's communication from a point of view of a podcaster, because you know how us as podcasters, intentional listening is something that we need to have. Yeah. Right. And you need to know how to command yourself on a microphone. But what makes us so Jill and Jack of trades in this space is we have a identity, and we have a skill set. That's listening and that's speech. So when we meet people that may not be on that same level, we can identify that, and then they get intimidated. They'll get intimidated because it's not inside of them. They may have not done that work. Mm. But for us, as we keep sharpening the blade, we interview these, you know, guests that come on and we learn things about ourselves. That's when we start becoming more in our peace, in our sanctuary. You know what I mean? So when I have conversations, and it doesn't matter who it is, a lot of people are mesmerized. Like, it's a running joke. Some people are like, yo, you can like literally put me to sleep. And it's not disrespectful, but they're like, you're so easy to talk to. You know what I mean? You're so easy to talk to. And that's something that I wish everybody in the world would be able to have. But imagine if everybody is so easy to talk to, then this world would be backwards. You know what I mean?
Well, you need those moments of challenge, those stretch opportunities, those L's.
Mm-hmm.
You always like talking about L's.
Yeah, there's lessons in the L's, right?
We're going to do this in studio on my show. Just remember I told you that when I came to Toronto. It's happening in studio. YouTube coming on the show.
That's exciting.
Oh, so, it's going to be exciting.
Talk a little bit about how it's different, because we're in this social media space. We're doing this virtually. What is different in terms of being in person and having these conversations and connections versus virtually? Because you've more experience.
Good question. Good question. Yeah. So if you watch a lot of the one-on-one stuff, some people are going to say is, does he have a script? Is he like, does he have any talking points? I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't. Because this is where the extensive research comes into play when you're talking to a guest. So I already know where to pinpoint where the conversation is going to go, because I have my major talking points and then everything will build around it. Right. Virtual. Now I feel like you can get a lazy type of interaction. Right. Because you're behind the screen. You're kind of be like, whatever. You know what I mean? When it's one-on-one, you have to really be precise and you can't dance around certain things, right? Like some people, you see them like they're drawing in the back of their brain for something. But when it's a free-flowing conversation, heck, anything can come out. Anything can come out. It's a better setting, but you can do the exact same thing in a virtual moment also too. It's just, I've pivoted away a little bit from virtual. Virtual is still there. But I like the more one-on-one. The more one-on-one, you gain so much more clarity. It's a better connection. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel too. It's like watching a TV show, right?
Yeah.
JPP. Live. JPP. Da, 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 JPP. Did I do that right?
I don't remember that being like a theme song.
When's the last time you watched the podcast?
I don't watch it in its entirety anymore because it's too long. It's not my priority to watch his podcast. So I only watch the clips. I used to watch it in the early days with Rory and Maul when they're in that like basement looking thing of Park's apartment or whatever. Back when 2016 days, like long time ago.
Rory and Maul, really?
New Rory and Maul. Yeah. That's when I started watching it. And it wasn't called Joe Button Podcast at first. It was called Joe Button Project or something. It was called something different.
If you're not listening to this, whatever, it's something about listening, something like that.
What?
I don't know. I think that's what the show was called. I don't know.
Oh, who's gonna listen to this or something? Maybe something like that. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I'm not a diehard, and I'm not a connoisseur. I wouldn't say that I know everything about JBP, but I've seen the evolution.
So let me ask you both a question. Let me ask you all a question. What made you guys come into this space?
Sarah?
That's a great question. We kind of just had the idea. What initially gave us inspiration, let's say, is Meghan Markle. I'm sure you've heard of her. She came out with a podcast. Okay. Well, she came out with a podcast. and it wasn't that great. And then
are you talking about the documentary?
Yeah, and then her and Harry came out with a documentary. They chatted with Oprah. They had all their fame, and we're like, you know what? We could have done that better. We can do that. And then over voice notes over WhatsApp, it just kind of became. And then we were just so confident that we're like, we can do that. We have no idea what we're doing. Obviously, it's not what we do in our careers at all. But we just kind of threw ourselves into it and researched it and figured it out. And we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, basically. We just went back and forth and dissected something over voice notes and like, would other people listen to this? Mm-hmm. Like, we're saying some really good stuff here. Yeah. And then we didn't have any negative self-talk. We literally had no self-talk. We're just like, let's just try it.
Let's just try and see what happens.
Yeah. Like Sarah was going on mat leave and I had hardcore insomnia. So we had the time. So we're like, let's just see.
So how did this whole relationship dynamic start?
We met at work like 6 years ago. We worked together for a few years.
Cool. So you guys are like besties?
No.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love that we're aligned on that. Yeah. But
I mean, we developed a very close friendship from working mm-hmm. together. So, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Rory, what are some things that you'd want to share that we weren't able to uncover in our questions? Like, what are some things that you'd want the audience to know, people, you know, navigating the space of their identity based on your experience? If you want to share any advice for us as well, like.
Or even advice on how adults can prepare themselves to thrive in this, you know, social media world.
Mm-hmm. I'll just give one simple piece of advice. Start now. Start today. Not next week. Start now, right? Like, go to your local dollar store or use your phone, right? Mm-hmm. And open up that notes app or that full scrap book and start writing thoughts down of what it is you're wanting to do. Better yet, what is it you want to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
When you look in the mirror, are you happy with the person that it is that you're becoming? If you're not, what are you going to change about yourself? And yeah. I think that's where it starts there, right? Right when the first thing you wake up in the morning, whenever you're listening to this, right? Start now. Write that action plan. Hey, you know what? I'm not happy with my job. Maybe it's time for me to look for another different job. Heck, I'm not happy with the way my relationships are going as friendships. You have to have those uncomfortable conversations. Have them. I've already put 2 to 3 people on blast, and I will say this on record. And they'll probably hear this and be like, he's like that, eh? Yeah, I am like that. Mm. Because I just want results. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to do something that I'm not going to not want to do myself, right? Because I don't do things that are not accountable. How do I say this? I'm always accountable with everything that it is I'm doing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do, I hold myself accountable because I have to also protect my peace, and I also have to protect what it is I'm building right now. So I have to know how to navigate, and I have to know how to build and cultivate these relationships. And always have those check-ins, right? That's my value
right there. For sure.
That's very cool. Well, what advice could you give us? You know, we've only been in this world for a little bit.
You want this on record?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, edit it out.
We can always edit it. Exactly.
Yeah.
No. You guys want honesty?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Always.
Be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Be consistent.
Fair.
Set that time. You guys will go back listening, whoever's editing this. I said synchronization of the calendars is the reason why I said that, right? It's not to be a direct diss. Synchronize your calendars and ask yourself, it's easier for the both of you guys because you guys can find whatever topic to talk about. Batch record those episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have to, I'll even say this, even if you have to take a couple weeks off, batch record your episodes. Mm-hmm. Shorten them up if you need to. Find that topic, find those things, and just create and edit along the way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing is this. Pool money together and get somebody else to edit the episodes. I'm telling you, there's Fiverr that's out there. You know, people do it for mm-hmm. you. You guys yeah. are doing a lot of audio, like from what you guys mentioned. You guys are doing a lot of audio. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Right?
Yep, it is.
You're not doing all the videos and all that. Like,
exactly.
You know, for anybody that's listening, you got video editing softwares out there like CapCut. It's free. You can use it on your phone. Mm-hmm. You can use it on your Windows computer. You can use it on your Mac, right? So for you guys, I want to see extreme improvement. It's March. We're at the end of March. I want to see an action plan set up for you guys April 15th and don't edit out the podcast. Because I have the master report. I have the other recording. Remember that. I have the recording.
Your episode isn't scheduled to drop until May, though. So it will get edited.
Oh, yeah? It will get edited?
Batch recording.
Yeah, batch recording.
But what I'm saying is by April 15th, I want you guys to come up with a what do you call it? An action plan set up in place of what it's going to look like for you guys in the next 4 months, 6 months to the end of the year. Right? I want to mm-hmm. see you guys put a vice grip on this thing called podcasting. You guys are mm-hmm. already doing meetup things. I would love to come that time and I didn't. The next one, as long as it doesn't conflict with anything, I'm there. And we're going to have a drink. And we're going to toast it up. And we're going to be there. Yes. You know what I mean? That's what we're going to do. Because absolutely. I truly believe this space in podcasting, whatever you want to do with it, put a vice grip on it and be levels above. That's all I got to say.
Well, we love a good competition. What's on your plate in the next 4 to 6 months that we can...
You guys can't come. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'll lie. No, I mean this respectfully. I'll lap you guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like if this was Big Brother right now and we were the final three, I'm winning.
Ooh.
Guaranteed. I'm winning. I'm calling my shot. I'm winning.
But we're here for the lessons. We're here for the lessons. Mm-hmm.
What do I have coming on? Or so would I say? So without giving too many spoilers.
Ooh, we love spoilers.
Okay, you know what? I'll say it because by the time this comes out, it should technically be out, maybe. It's exactly. in the final stages. I'm writing a book.
Okay.
Amazing.
I'm writing a book, right? Not for no bestseller. I'm not worried about all that, but it's basically communication in the art of, from the lens of a podcaster, from my point of view.
Mm.
Right? Because there's a lot of things that I see in communication that's busted up. I'm going to give you guys your flowers. Y'all are the first podcast that I've seen so thorough.
Ooh, thank you.
No, honestly. And I've been on, in my 7 years, I've been on maybe 10 shows. Mm-hmm. You and another girl. I mean, thorough. I'm like, what school they come from? Is it my school they came from?
School of Hard Knocks.
Right? But no, like, you guys are good. You guys are good. The thoroughness that I see. But I want to see you guys be more consistent. I want to see some long tail content. I want to see you guys in studio. And I want to see you guys put a vice grip in this game as two females in the GTA area and fucking dominate this thing. Okay? Honestly. And yeah. I want to see all the updates. Like, by the time you guys get to your fifth event, you should have somebody, like a guest speaker there.
Oh, of course. Way all before. Right. Of course.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, wait. Okay. You have plans.
I want to say guest speaker. I mean guest speaker.
Mm-hmm. Guest speaker. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Joe will be there. Just kidding.
I'll say something to you guys actually off air. Which I'll say it off air.
Okay.
I don't want to give them can't give them everything. Can't give them everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
For sure.
Well, I think that covers a lot of information. And I think Rory provided us with a ton of advice and tips, and thanks so much for coming on the podcast and just kind of, chatting about everything we chatted about today. Krista, do you want to add anything else?
Rory, do you want to share your socials? We'll share it in the podcast episode description, but how can people find you?
Yeah, Instagram officially what? Officially.Rory on Instagram. Mitchell Report Unleashed podcast is the other secondary channel. And then the YouTube is officially Rory. Yeah, that's the YouTube. Ooh. Don't ask me why I didn't just streamline everything to be one thing, but.
Yeah. We'll have to dig into that next episode, I guess.
Next episode, face to face.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Get your popcorn ready because I ask a lot of curveball questions.
Oh. No, we're gonna interview you in a studio.
No, you're not gonna interview me in a studio. I'm gonna interview you two both in a studio.
Well, that's funny.
It's gonna be great.
All right. Well, so thanks, Rory, for joining us in the virtual studio. We totally appreciate it. For our listeners, if you like what you're hearing, you want to hear more, give us a rating. Don't gatekeep it. Share it with your friends. It's good content that we're putting out there. We're available on all the socials. Rory shared his socials, so you can follow him there. And his podcast is pretty good too, if I say so myself. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, y'all.